make. 800-259-9231. Jim emails in, "I'm a new listener to the show. Really love the format. I have to disagree with your libertarian views, though. I simply don't feel that libertarianism is a reasonable political ideology because it relies on a high level of knowledge and consumer awareness." I don't necessarily agree with that. We'll look into this a little bit deeply here in a moment. "In the real world, most people are quite happy being uneducated and almost entirely unaware of the implications of their purchases. Now, do you think that that might be because they believe they have this sort of conception in their minds that the government is taking care of it? Do you think that people are lazier with their purchases because there's something, you know, in the back of their head that says, you don't have to worry about what's in this food. The government is taking care of it."
I think that they absolutely are lazier because of that.
It may not be a conscious decision. It may just simply be that they've always been told, they've sort of known there's these regulatory agencies, so they're just leaving it up to the government.
Right, and to think that any of these regulatory agencies is as efficient or as thorough as, say, Consumer Reports, that is a fallacy.
But the fact is, if we were to get rid of government regulation and that sort of thing, not everyone would pick up Consumer Reports.
No.
Not everybody would educate themselves to the maximum of their ability, and that's okay. Those people will go out and they'll make mistakes in their purchasing choices, and then maybe after they've made enough mistakes and those mistakes have been costly enough, maybe then they'll be motivated to actually do something to become an educated consumer. Buyer beware, caveat emptor. Don't leave it to the government to take care of you. He says this is precisely why advertising that focuses on sex appeal and masculinity works so well, despite the fact that they completely ignore the specifications of the item being sold. If libertarian policies were established in the United States, the majority of the country would be bedridden due to E. coli infections by the end of the month. Really? Why would that be? He says, far be it from anyone to demand that the entire population must be absolutely knowledgeable about all of the meat packaging companies that sell their product to the local market simply to avoid possibly deadly bacteria and viruses. You know, I don't think this guy has a gym. I don't think he really understands how the market works and how people in search of profit respond to consumer demand. And I'm pretty sure, and we'll get into this more in hour number three, but I'm pretty sure that consumers aren't demanding E. coli. So how is it that the market will respond to that in order to keep people safe without governmental intervention? We'll talk about it coming up in your calls as well about whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. With your help, we can spread the message of liberty around the world. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $3 a month now at amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, keep enjoying us for free. If you can spare the $3, visit amp.freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. Toll-free, once again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those. They're on us. That, once again, freetalklive.com. I want to continue this email here and then get to your calls. We started an email at the end of last hour, and it brings up a serious issue that I think a lot of people that don't understand the marketplace would agree with and feel the way Jim, who's emailing, is feeling. And Jim is scared. He's scared that if we were to get the government out of, for instance, the regulation business, that all of a sudden, as he puts it, because people aren't educated about the ins and outs of how the meatpacking business works, that as a result, the majority of the country would be bedridden due to E. coli infections by the end of the month. Far be it from anyone to demand the entire population must be absolutely knowledgeable about all of the meatpacking companies that sell their product to the local market simply to avoid possibly deadly bacteria and viruses.
Can I rebut that?
Please, because I was going to.
Okay. First off, meatpacking companies don't have any desire to... as a matter of fact, they are counter-incentivized because people will stop buying... If every time you eat beef and you get sick, you will stop buying beef pretty quick.
Sure.
So meatpacking companies are incentivized not to make people sick because... they'll stop buying their products. If they're dead, they can't buy meat.
Not only that, but you as a consumer don't have to have all of the knowledge. And the reason why you don't have to have all the knowledge is because the people selling you the products have the interest in protecting you. Even if the meatpacking company all of a sudden gets taken over by some evil madman who wants to spread E. coli all over the world, the fact is he can't sell his meat products to your local supermarket unless they pass the supermarket standards.
Right.
And the supermarket has certain each supermarket chain has certain standards that they've set for quality of beef. They're not selling grade Z beef. I know there's different grade levels. They're not selling grade crap beef at your local supermarket. They're selling a certain grade and above, and they have certain inspection procedures. Their vendors, they have to jump through some hoops in order to get their products on the shelves. And if it turns out that one particular product is dangerous, that store is going to yank that off the shelves in a heartbeat. They want you coming back time and time again to continue buying products.
Sure. The USDA inspectors that go around in order to check on meat, they're redundant. The grocery stores are already doing this.
Correct.
And
the meat packing,
and they're probably doing a better job than the government bureaucrat is anyway.
Right. The meat packing company has its own inspectors. They've got their own quality control.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, then there are the supermarket quality controls as well.
And if your product, like let's use tobacco companies as an example. There's few people that, in America that would dispute that tobacco companies have put increased poisons in their tobaccos in order to get people hooked to it. And so they can smoke for 60 years, you know, 50 or 60 years, and then they'll die. So the tobacco companies have intentionally killed their customers. They did it over a very long period of time. But they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But
not all of their customers die from tobacco.
Well, not all of them.
Okay.
I know that's what
they
we would
may
say.
Have contributed to the deaths of a percentage of their customers.
Sure,
okay.
But you know, they're as far as the possibility is out there. But if somebody does do something to their product that makes it more deadly or something like that, there's the courts to handle those situations. You know, if you've gotten food poisoning from bad meat, you can sue the grocery store, you can sue the meatpacking company, you can sue all of them. And the problem is with our court systems, because they're so inaccessible to people. People don't want to use them. If we had a better court system that was, you know, more like arbitrators are, you know, very easy, very accessible, then people would be able to handle it like that. I don't see the reason for USDA inspectors.
There's not. As you say, it's completely redundant. And again, in the marketplace, you as a consumer don't have to know everything, because the stores, the people selling you the products, have an incentive to protect you, A, and secondly, to educate you, B. You can educate yourself as far as you would like to be educated, especially in this day and age of the Internet. You want to know everything there is to know about meatpacking? Go take a tour of a meatpacking plant. Go and do the research. Go read some books. Go read online. Do as much research as you want to. In fact, in many cases, grocery stores and that sort of thing will actually give you information on buying tips right there at the counter. It'll get, you know, there'll be like 10 tips for buying good meat. Boom, right there. You know, how to pick out the best fruit. There's, I remember at Publix down in Florida, which is probably the best grocery store in the Southeast, Publix used to have this, and they probably still do, they have this huge book full in their produce department, full of just information on all the different fruits and vegetables that they sell in the store. And, you know, not just information about
sure,
the fruits.
That information sets them apart from the local fruit stand.
Right. How to pick the fruits, which fruits to pick, which to reject, also cooking tips, handling tips, that sort of thing, just right there in front of you. Now, not every customer stops and looks and spends time at that info center,
mm-hmm.
but it's there for them if they want to. Buyer beware and caveat emptor. You do as much research as you want, but you can be assured that while you might be paying too much, you're not going to get sick. The odds of you getting sick are very, very slim. Just look at the pet food situation that everybody's all upset about now. You've got the pet food companies manufacturing tons and tons of pet food every single year for decades upon decades. Finally, 5 cats die or whatever, 15 cats.
They say
croak.
There's a good chance that that something like 100 have died. They just weren't.
It's a drop in the bucket.
It really is. Think about how many people die a year due to food poisoning from restaurants and all kinds of different places. their own food prepared in their house.
You don't want the government running restaurants, do you? You don't want the government running grocery stores, do you? Government involvement does not make things safer.
No.
It just increases bureaucracy. And again, these bureaucrats that are doing inspections, they don't really care.
I'd venture to say that government involvement makes things more more unsafe.
True.
It can create
an artificial, arbitrary standard, which may actually be lower than where the marketplace would set its standards were it allowed to. Many markets actually brag that they have higher standards than the government standards.
And who's to say that anybody's meeting the standard that the government has anyway? It's not like they're out there inspecting everything. It gives people the feeling that everything's safe, the government's taking care of it, when in fact they're not. That's like, it's just ridiculous to think that buildings never fall in because we have an OSHA. Look at the example with cat food.
How many buildings were built before OSHA? Plenty of them. They're still standing.
Look at the example with pet food. You've got one incident in the last 100 years that I know of, and I don't know, maybe I'm stretching it out here a bit, but humans die from food poisoning a heck of a lot more often than animals do, and we have government inspectors.
Finally, Jim says, what of the people working two jobs who don't have the time to keep themselves educated about meat packaging companies and just want to be able to buy their meat and be reasonably certain it won't kill them? Well, I think we've explained that the companies will protect them because it's in their interest to do so. I'll grant you that the government is hardly the most efficient way to regulate or produce anything, but in many cases, the well-being of the public is more important than efficiency or consumer choice. Well, the fact is, Jim, you can have it all. You can have efficiency, you can have consumer choice, and you can have a healthy, well, public. The marketplace does it all, and the government only gets in the way. The government only increased costs. The government only forces people to do things they don't want to do, or forces people to not do things they do want to do. And all of that increased the cost to the consumer. So were we to get the government out of it, people would still be safe. People would be happier because they'd have more money in their pockets. They'd be able to buy more things. And you know what? If it weren't for the government being around taxing us to the point of 50 to 60% each, then, yeah, you really would be able to have that second person, that husband or the wife, stay at home and take care of the kids and maybe do a little bit of research online and that sort of thing. Not that you have to necessarily, but a good consumer with more information is more likely to get a better deal. But all consumers, even those who are ignorant, will be protected by the mechanisms of the marketplace because the stores want you to continue buying their products. It's so simple. Please, can we please just stop the insanity of government regulations? Stop believing the lie that government regulators and government inspectors are keeping you safe. It's a scam on you.